Their motto to me sums them up better than anything I can think of. Duty, integrity, respect. I know. I remember getting that call. The feeling of being sucked into a giant void in your chest. Every time they walked out the door, you knew it maybe the last time. You'd see that confident smile, feel that tender touch, hear that voice saying, I love you.
All right, so a little emotional. The Vice President Joe Biden at a service for the 19 hotshot firemen from Prescott, Arizona, who were killed on June 30th, responding to a huge fire that burned Yarnell Hill in many outlying areas, changing so many lives, including everybody connected to them, way more than those 6 degrees of separation. Kate Delaney, hello, America Tonight. Lots to zig and zag to. That was a pretty emotional service, great for the family. Anything that can let them know how important their families were, or their husbands and boyfriends and sons were, I think is important, because they're going to have to go through that grieving process. And so many now are young widows with young children. It does kind of remind you of the sacrifice when somebody takes on that kind of a job as a fireman of any sort, and especially in the elite fighting unit called the Hotshots. This was a big blow. It was 19, not even a handful. Either way, it would have been dramatic, but 19 is an outrageous amount of firemen. You have to go to 9/11 to find a worse story. Speaking of a worse story, things are just tumbling down in Egypt. And it's one of these things of, well, why do you care? You care because your tax dollars go to Egypt. $1.5 billion, supposedly climbing up to $1.8 billion, but what's a couple of decimal points, will be dumped into the coffers of whoever's in charge in Egypt. So that is if we push the money forward, because we're coming up on that whole fiscal year. But it's something that we've always done. So the White House is kind of playing it coy. Egypt's military-appointed interim president announced a six-month timetable for an election of a new parliament in 2014 and a new president and a completion of amendments to the country's constitution. So check this out. The Muslim Brotherhood and other allies of Mohamed Morsi in Egypt have said that the timetable is illegitimate, that they're not going to participate in the elections. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, says the elections would be the best path forward to returning what he calls civil control to the Egyptian government, you think? He says what we have to focus on is, where do we go from here? How do we return to a democratically elected government? And then the thing that we keep hearing over and over again, political interests, all of them, a dialogue. Are you kidding? A dialogue in a heavily polarized, I want to cut your throat society? Urging a restraint against violence and resisting violence sounds good. And I guess, what are you supposed to say? Not go out in the streets and stab each other until the streets are filled with blood and it's all over. But it's just empty words, because that is not what's happening behind the scenes in Egypt. It has gotten really, really dicey. And not to be caustic or not to be over the top, it's just the facts. The facts are, you're talking thousands of years of history in so many of these hot spots in the Middle East, and it sounds nice. Geez, have the people help and elect the government that they want to see in place. Work with the people. Now, it's dictatorships. election plan. The military jumps in and throws the elected leader out of office because they feel like it. That pretty much tells you what's happening there. And why are we funding Egypt's military when they pulled a coup to throw out the elected leader that we, by the way, were backing, Mohamed Morsi? Oh, it's the greatest thing. Conversations about where Egypt is, giving them money. At this point, I got to think some of the people in Egypt probably hate America. They probably hate America by some of the things that we've now said. In fact, although this isn't unusual, there were a lot of banners with big circles and an X across President Obama's face. So now, after pushing, embracing the Muslims in Egypt, embracing the Muslim Brotherhood, I guess the better way to put it, now after doing that, now we're saying, oh, no, this guy's, you know, the people in Egypt don't like him. He's brutal. So we're not embracing this guy anymore. We gave him some money. We gave him a year, and that's it. So now let's see what the military does. They threw the government out, and we're saying we need peace. Let's be humanitarians. Let's do what we have to do. But the people are broke. They have fuel shortages. They haven't had to deal with that. How about not being able to feed their families? That's part of the problem. What's the Egyptian population? You want to know what the Egyptian population is? 84 million. 84 million. And check out how many are under 15. 37%. 37%. So what do you think? You think there's going to be a little revolution in the streets? People who can't find work? I'm going to say, yeah, not so easy to say a couple of phrases about let's just be peace, let's promote peace, and let's be calm, and let's get a government in that we can all live with and some democracy. Doesn't that sound good? I don't think all those 15, 14, 13-year-olds are going to care about that. They're in the streets with guns and waving sabers. So, unfortunately, it's not looking great for Egypt. And think of how many Americans take trips to Egypt or have taken trips to Egypt. Do those trips stop? You know, that's part of what fueled the economy, and that's probably part of the crash, people not wanting to go and tour anymore because of the pyramids and because of some of the interesting things around the cities. They got a lot of tourists. I mean, not strictly Americans, tourists from all over the place. Now, their individual State Department's warning people to stay away. You're not getting people that are going to go take those trips today. They're afraid to take those trips. So Egypt, to get their public relations nightmare, put it in their rearview mirror, they got some straightening out to do, that's for sure. Hang with us. Coming up here later on the show, we're going to check the mailbag. A lot of you had thoughts on Egypt. But next, we're going to talk about the latest on that plane crash in San Francisco.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Like Zach in Illinois saying, cut off the aid to Egypt. But we'll get back to that when we hit the mailbag in our next segment. So let's mix in a little fun here on America Tonight. I was going through some of the sports sections for fun. You can find fun there usually, although there was a horrible story about a referee in Brazil who they cut off his head and put it on a stick. So, yeah, they take their soccer seriously. There's more to that story, by the way. But there was one thing that I found that I thought was pretty interesting, and it has to do with the Seahawk fans who decided they want to get the Roar record. So what is the Roar record? Well, what does that conjure up in your head? It's screaming. Guinness Book of World Records. So they're organizing an effort to break the record for the loudest crowd at a sports stadium. They're going to do it September 15th during the Seahawks home opener versus their rivals, the 49ers. I don't know that I want to be at that game. How long do they have to scream? That's what I want to know. I'd have to put in earplugs. I would hate that. I like a crowd that gets it, that understands football, but a crowd that's just screaming fanatically for how long? Oh, and they're saying that it has to be a little bit of a stretch. So what does that mean? Like 30 seconds? How long are we talking about that they've got to scream? Now, just for fun, the loudest crowd roar is 131.76 decibels. That was set on March 18th, 2011, and had nothing to do with football. You know where it was set? Istanbul, Turkey. a place that used to be fun. Now it's a little shaky there, too. But that was at the sports complex. Fans of their, one of the teams, one of the club soccer teams, they had three different chances, I guess, to set the record, and they did it on their third try. So how do you measure decibels? I was thinking about this. 112 decibels is louder than a power saw or a rock concert. That's 112. But only a little bit more quiet, they say, than a Boeing 747. So I guess there's got to be some kind of a meter that they'll use to some kind of a meter that they'll use to measure that. But pretty interesting. And the Hawks, the Seahawks games can get pretty loud. I've been to two Hawks games, and I might say that they, and I don't know why I was surprised by this, but I might say they already have, they might not have that official record, but I would say they have a pretty loud crowds, pretty loud crowds. They're not sitting on their hands. They don't need somebody to tell them it's time to clap. Sometimes you go to stadiums and they put up the whole thing about clapping, and you might want to think about clapping now. You might get a little more involved, or you see the players on the field get frustrated and they start to clap to try to rally, to try to rally the fans. Might be a good time for you to get involved in this game. So we'll remember that, since we'll do Nail the Score here on America Tonight. We'll remember if they set that record. We'll find out if they actually do it. And we maybe we'll have someone on to measure some sounds, too. That'd be kind of interesting. What are the sounds that bug you the most? I'll tell you what bugs me the most. I don't care how many decibels it is when I'm sleeping, because, of course, many of you enjoy the same hours that I enjoy on the third shift. We are a cool, fun crowd, aren't we? But we like our sleep, so 6 o'clock and I just don't really get along. And why is it at the crack of dawn, always, no matter where I live, since the invention of the blower, the leaf blower, it doesn't matter what season, I swear I hear leaf blowers everywhere. And they're loud, loud. I used to hate that when I lived in apartments. I thought, man, everything caters to the person that is up with an alarm clock at 6 in the morning. And they jump out of bed and they are ready to start the day. By golly. So everybody around them is ready to start the day too. And they're doing the leaf blowing and the garbage trucks are coming in. But when you do the third shift thing, man, you're not even on your first REM. I mean, you're still half awake.
That is so true, because I think it was the first probably 2 years of doing this show with you, I lived in Uptown, and the apartment place I lived in had a cleaning person that came through at 8 in the morning.
Oh.
Every, I believe it was Monday. And so every Sunday night, I'd always make, like, after a month of this, I realized I need to get earplugs and wear them to bed on Sunday nights, because it was just, I'd always be up at 8 o'clock. It didn't fail.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you have to do. That's the only thing you can do. And if you complain, like if you live in a complex, they're just not going to, it's just not how they operate. They're not going to change, they're not going to change the time that the crew comes out. If they do adjust it, it's by like 20 minutes or something. It's kind of like what you're faced with. It's the same thing that if somebody's coming out to do some work, like cable, they're going to install cable, which is, I get it that they have, they've got a list of places they have to go, and they don't know what they're going to encounter, but they'll tell you, oh, yeah, they're going to install a cable at this one house, and then they'll be over to your house, and the whole day has become waiting for the cable man. Well, it's the worst. Waiting for the service person. But it's not really their fault, because they're out on calls, and they're, you know, they don't know how, what they might find on some of those calls. A job takes longer, or it's further away, or whatever. I'm giving them their built-in excuses, but I think it, for the most part, 93% of the time, that's what's happening. It's always, if they can get there early, they get there early. So rest assured, my friends, if you are like Matt and I, and you sleep through normally that breakfast phase that everybody else gets up for, oh, someone will ring the doorbell. Someone will pound on the door. Somebody will blow the leaves underneath your windows. It's just the way of the world. As more people, because there's you know, 200, they're saying now, actually, they're saying that there's at least 50 million people that are so-called third shifters and other people that prefer those later hours, and so they mix up the sleep patterns as well. And if that's true, you got to think that I think that's growing with entrepreneurs and with businesses that are changing hours and accommodating that because sometimes it's a little bit better for them for whatever reason it is. And that may change. You may see that that number increases, doubles. And the more that starts to happen, then the more, my theory is, the more we'll get a response on, can we just wait a few hours before we start setting alarms off and running around and waking everybody else up who just wants a few more hours of sleep. All right, this isn't necessarily funny or light, but it's just idiotic, I guess. So I could throw it into a segment like this one. The story, I think, that is perhaps maybe the most shocking story that I've read in a while is the story of 41-year-old Colleen Burns. What happened to her? She went to the emergency room at St. Joe's in Syracuse, New York. She had a drug overdose. She was suffering from that. They said she was dead. They declared her dead. Doctors at the center were just about, they cut everything up. They were there with their clamps. They're about to harvest the woman's organs for a transplant. And then guess what happened to this dead 41-year-old Colleen Burns? I know you know the rest of the story. She opened her eyes. She saw operating room lights, doctors standing over her, scalpels and other tools. Now, this happened a few years ago, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has been listing the series of mistakes by doctors that led to this event. She was found unresponsive due to the overdose. Xanax and Benadryl, not a good combo. Hospital specialists recommended treating her with activated charcoals in order to stop the drugs from being absorbed into her stomach and intestines. They didn't follow through with that. Next thing you know, she had some kind of a seizure, and then they thought she was dead. Oh, I don't want to go to that hospital. The hospital, by the way, you know how much they were fined? $6,000. We're hitting the mail next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bucks fairly down the street with the great blue way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
All right, I promised a trip to the mailbag, and I like to honor my promises. So, without further ado, let's skip over to the mail room and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Zach, I mentioned him before. He says, chop off the aid to Egypt. Why, Kate, are we dumping any money into this country? First we pick Morsi, back him up, talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, embrace Muslims across the Middle East, and here we are in a situation where now he's been booted by the military in a coup. So we're going to give these military guys $1.5 billion. I don't think so. America, wake up. Send notes, texts, faxes, email to your Congress people and your senators. What a travesty if we give them one more cent. Ooh, Zach in Illinois. Mincing, no words. I agree that we should hold off on the aid. There's no question. Why? And they're in a world of hurt. They have the perfect demographic of young men who could be radicalized. Let's face it. Hopelessness, no work, no food, nobody cares. It's not good. That's a deadly combination in the Middle East, and we all know why. So we've dumped money, dumped money, dumped money, dumped money. And then we backed Morsi, and all was hunky-dory, and geez, isn't this great? And then all of a sudden it wasn't so great, and people were upset. And now there's a lot of chaos in Cairo and all the outlying areas, the smaller cities in Egypt. So if you didn't see the pyramids, whew, keep your fingers crossed that some of those artifacts don't completely get trashed. I'm not so confident we won't lose some of those artifacts, meaning we, the world, because that's a big piece of history that some people would like to see one day. But you might not be that lucky if things continue to go the way they are anyway in the next 6 months or so, because that's when they're talking about having another election. I think it'll be disastrous if that happens. And then there's this story, I'm going to just shoot this in here and we're going to take another email, about the secret documents that are showing that Qatar paid money, payoffs, to a lot of the Mohamed Morsi cronies, his posse. Gee, really? And why am I not surprised by that? They had something written in English and Arabic, and it came out because of an Egyptian journalist who was on the BBC recently and said, you know, challenged the people whose names were listed to defend themselves, but nobody called back. And it was sums of money. Sums, a long list of money that were tied back to Morsi. So think about it. Qatar provided the Morsi government on with all kinds of stuff on pretty unpopular terms, but did it. So why? You have to ask yourself, why did that happen? Why was there public support for the regime? Because that already angered people in Egypt at the Gulf Kingdom, where many thought or believed they tried to take advantage of the changes in Egypt to further their own political agenda. Shocking, who does that? But there's the money trail. Follow the money. Qatar has spent billions of dollars in Egypt, and at least now it looks as though it was a pretty bad investment. So do we want to take our money and dump it into a bad investment? I'm going to say no. I'd be very cautious. And that's exactly what Jim says in New York. I wouldn't give them any money. Why do we continue to support Egypt when their tanks are flowing through the streets and the Muslim Brotherhood was bounced out? Supposedly this neutral group of people who seem to be anything but neutral. A new government 6 months from now? What's that government going to look like? Who's lining their pockets? Yeah, good reason to be concerned. And the Muslim Brotherhood rejected a plan announced by the interim government at this point, to embrace what they're doing now. And they're not doing it. They're not going for it. So the future of Egypt is very much in flux. And what are the justifications for moving forward in any direction? Yeah, troubling, troubling times. You know, 51 people have been killed. People just shot in crowds. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He is such a good emailer. And Jake says, Kate, when it comes to the airliner that went down, I don't care what anyone says, part of this is pilot error. Come on. He puts the 37s in the air. He's trying to land with how many hours behind him? Yes, he flew a similar plane, but there are nuances, especially in the computer age, that are different from plane to plane. Obviously, he had something to do with it and knew that he was flying too slow and too low and said as much. True. The slowness is what clipped the jetty coming into the San Francisco airport for the landing. Let's take another one. It's in a different direction. This one from Chloe listening to us in New Jersey. Chloe says, wow, I heard you say George Zimmerman walks. How can that be? I am not really pulling for any side, but I would say that there is a dead teenager who can't speak for himself, and this is the best the prosecution could do. They should be ashamed of themselves. Well, Zimmerman's defense team is probably going to wrap up the case on Wednesday. Then they have to do a few other things, and most likely the jury gets this on Friday. They get it on Friday, but I don't know, maybe it drags over into the next week. It's not looking that way. It's not looking that way. In fact, attorney Mark O'Mara, who represents Zimmerman, said that the defense would probably wrap up on Wednesday. Didn't give any kind of an indication if the neighborhood watch dude, his client Zimmerman, would take the stand at his murder trial. Well, they have to be handicapping it, and if they are, they're trying to determine whether or not he swayed the jury, and if not, then they think perhaps of getting him on the stand. But it's not looking that way. He's pled not guilty to second-degree murder, claiming he was acting in self-defense, faces life in prison if convicted. And that's the big if convicted. All right, here's another one quickly. This one from Big George. And Big George says, Kate, I'm sure you're following it. I like the way that you talk about different things on your show. My very quick personal preference for what's now happened in Illinois with guns is just to do it on a federal level and say so sorry to the governor who wants nothing to do with people being allowed to do concealed and carry, not to get those permits and not to make it a reality in their world. And I think this is a very, very big mistake. Now, Illinois became the last state actually to allow gun owners to carry concealed weapons because there was a last-minute attempt by the governor, Pat Quinn, to change the legislation. But now they're running up against a federal court's deadline to allow concealed and carry in their state. So after Quinn, who's a Democrat, tried to avoid, I guess you would say, restrictions into the legislation, they decided it was better to override the governor than risk the courts allowing virtually unregulated concealed weapons in Chicago, which is riddled with gun violence. And it has been that way for probably the last 6 months, where it's at its worst. So probably a very smart move. Concealed and carry, if you know what you're doing, and they won't just pass you to pass you, means that should the need arise and the situation happens, the unthinkable, you can respond to it. You don't have to wait for the cops to come when it's too late. So I think concealed and carry in Chicago actually is a very, very, very good idea. An idea whose time has come. And then if it's the wild, wild west, then you come up with an alternative plan. You got to have a couple of plans in place that would be easy to watch and would be easy to figure out if there's a few little things that can be done. All right, hang with us. Much more to come here on the Overnight Highway. Has to involve numbers so we can count around this bend. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're going to mix in some fun with some other stuff. Are you a fan of The View? I wonder if there's anybody listening to America Tonight who watches that television show, The View. Anyway, the co-host on that show, one of them, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who's been there for a long time, is going to join Fox News. She is going to be one of the morning anchors for Fox and Friends in September. She's co-hosting. She's replacing the current co-host, Gretchen Carlson, who begins anchoring her own daytime show in the fall. So, how about that? A couple of, or a new face anyway, to Fox and Friends. Yep. She announced that she was, in March, that she would be leaving the show. But ABC said that she was under a long-term contract, yada, yada, yada. She's actually been there, and here's your number, since 2003, so that's a long time. She says she's honored to call Fox News Channel her television home. She was the lone conservative voice on the show when they segged from magazine-type style food conversations and whatever to suddenly they started talking a little bit about politics. All right, Randy Travis has been hospitalized. He's in critical condition. I think we mentioned this once on the show. Somewhere I was today, people were talking about that, wondering how he was doing, because he lives just outside of Dallas, Texas. But the Grammy winner was admitted on Sunday. They didn't really release too many details. He got sick over the last couple of days. He thought he was getting a cold, but the cold was apparently worse than that. They had to airlift him to the hospital. He had heart surgery, is what they're saying. Some kind of heart surgery. It was a problem that they were dealing with or knew existed before. And so they treated that. And he had a replacement. He had a placement, rather, of a left ventricle assist device, they call it, for stabilization prior to transferring hospitals. Whew. How about that? And it's got this, he's the cardiomyopathy that he has, which is what it is, as they're saying, that weakens and enlarges the heart muscle, so it makes it harder for the heart to pump blood and carry it to the rest of the body. And then what happens is it can lead to heart failure. He's 54 years old. That's your number. He's best known for a couple of songs, Amen, Digging Up Bones, Deeper Than the Holler, and a few other things. He was sentenced. He's been in the news a lot. Like, he's had it rough the last couple of years. He pled guilty to driving while intoxicated this past January following his arrest last year when he was found naked after crashing his Pontiac Trans Am. And then he was sentenced to 2 years of probation, fined $2,000, got a 180-day suspended jail sentence. So Randy Travis in a hospital in critical condition. Critical condition. All right, moving on to some more numbers that you might be interested in. There's always numbers attached to politics and bills and laws, so that's not surprising. But how about this? Walmart says it's going to kill plans to build 3 new stores if D.C. passes, the wage bill passes. And what is the wage bill that Walmart is so upset about? This is what they're upset about. This bill, if it's approved, would force them to pay $12.50 an hour, up from the current minimum wage of $8.25. The Washington Post says a group of Walmart public relations types and lobbyists told the lawmakers of their decision. Right now, the current minimum wage is $8.25. The bill is backed by worker advocates and unions. It says employees of big box stores should earn a living wage. It applies only to stores doing business in spaces of 75,000 square feet or more. So 75,000, and the bill right now has gotten a lot of play, a lot of interest. And it may pass, but then Walmart says, okay, I'll show you what we're going to do. We're not going to build stores. We're taking our stores and we're going to go do something else. House Republicans are on the war path. They're trying to slash the IRS budget by 24%. And the reason they're saying is because all the abuses and the sequestration, they need to do this. Because we're coming up on the fiscal year again. It would cut the tax agency's budget by $3 billion, nearly a quarter of what it got last fiscal year. So interesting to see how this all shakes out, because if you remember, the IRS just hired 5,000 new agents to go after the people who didn't comply with the individual health mandate when it was supposed to kick in 2014. Yeah. So instead of, what would happen is they would get $9 billion, the IRS would get $9 billion, that's $4 billion less than what the president requested, and $3 billion less than what the House Republicans gave last year. In 2013, the budget was around $12 billion. So the National Treasury Employees Union, they represent about 150,000 people in 31 different departments and agencies and whatnot. They're not happy. They're saying that a 24% cut in funding would take the agency's budget back to the level that it was at more than a decade ago. And the ability of the IRS to meet its mission would be off on its axis. You think they've met their mission right now. They just had Social Security numbers that were accidentally revealed. They've had the thing of the tax-exempt denials for Tea Party people applying for it. And then the abuses at the IRS with the extravagant face-painting kind of soirees they were having, where the boss stayed in suites worth $3,000 to $5,000 a night. Whoops, the party is over at the IRS. The party is over. All right, if you're listening to me anywhere and you're falling asleep, it's been a rough day, it's hot, oh, whatever, I want you to do me a favor right now. Take 3 seconds to open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Why? Because wait till you hear what I tell you. You might not have heard this story. The Democrats in the House are proposing a national park where? On the moon. Sure, why not? We can send people up there. Oh, that's right. Are we really sending people anymore? That's what they're proposing. Eddie Bernice Johnson, one of the congresswomen involved, says that the Apollo Lunar Landing Legacy Act, that's a lot of L's, that a national historic park on the moon can be created to ensure the American landing sites are preserved for future generations. We have to go up there and rope off where we stepped. Otherwise, we've got no history, no museum. How can we put a museum on the moon if we don't block off our first steps? We have to get back up there and do that. It seems so odd, doesn't it? It does. But it's a serious bill that has some serious backers. Serious backers. All right, I want to give you one more. One more. A family allegedly forced from their house by the cops, filed a rare Third Amendment suit. We don't talk about that often, and it's because of what I just said. It's very, very rare. What chances do you give that they could win this suit depends on the evidence, is what I say. So the family's in Nevada. They're claiming the cops tried to commandeer their houses for surveillance operations, then arrested the homeowners for resisting invoking the Third Amendment that bars soldiers from being quartered in any kind of a residence without permission. The definition of this could be very, very interesting.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.